A meditation. Witnesses to love. I was there when they crucified the righteous one. I'm a man, a centurion in charge of 100 others. Strong, often harsh, brutal, soldiering men. Under orders that day, I also gave orders. They were there. They tied and nailed him to the tree and waited. They sat on the rough ground beneath him, casting lots for his fine robe. They abused him with their words and stood a sign by his feet, until a sudden darkness fell, and he cried out to his father and died. I was a witness to all of this. What was it that caused me to ponder his guilt? What persuaded me of his innocence? What did I see in him? We were there when they seized the teacher, put him on trial, passed him from authority to authority, from Pilate to Herod and back again. We were there, part of the crowd, following on, seeing him, taking it all in. With one voice, we yelled for Barabbas to be reprieved. With one voice, we shouted, "Crucify him!" when it looked as if they might release Jesus. Together, we were witnesses to taunting and beating and horror. We were there. Indeed, we were part of it. But as we left the site, we beat our breasts in sorrow, in shame, in guilt, remorseful, contrite. What compelled us to participate in this event? Why did we sink so very low? And why did we change our minds? What had we seen in him? We are the women who followed the Lord from Galilee. All along the street, he dragged his cross in the dust, stumbling and staggering, sighing, bleeding and bruised. We were there watching when Simon of Cyrene was impelled to help him. We cried then for pity and grieved and wailed. He turned and spoke directly to us. "Do not weep for me." We stood nearby the cross as he took his final breaths. We were witnesses to his death. We wanted to ensure his body was treated in the customary way, it being the Sabbath when he died. So we followed as Joseph took him for burial. We were there as they laid him on the ledge and covered the entrance. We didn't ask ourselves why we waited and watched and wept. We knew what we had seen in him.